This is the Music History Today podcast for April 21st. On today's show, Iggy Pop and Robert Smith of The Cure are born, and the world loses Prince, a divinal, and the legendary Nina. First up, though, on this date in 1945, the R&B record label Modern Records was formed. In 1956, Elvis Presley's song Heartbreak Hotel became his first number one single in America. In 1959, Johnny Mathis recorded the song Misty. In 1960, Dick Clark testified in front of Congress during the payola scandal. In 1970, Elton John played live for the first time as a solo artist. In 1984, Michael Jackson's streak of 37 weeks at number one on the Billboard Albums chart with the album Thriller came to an end when the soundtrack to the movie Footloose took over the number one slot. In 1988, Barbra Streisand recorded the song You'll Never Know. In 1993, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones married actress Susanna Costa. In 2003, Napster was sued by both EMI and Universal Music. Also in 2003, S Club 7 broke up. In 2004, Michael Jackson was charged with child molestation. Also in 2004, Jennifer Hudson ended up in seventh place when she was voted off of American Idol, which just goes to show you what those reality shows know about talent. In 2004, same day as those two things, Elton John, James Taylor, and Billy Joel were among those who played at the Rock for the Rainforest benefit concert. In 2006, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw started their Soul to Soul 2 tour. And in 2014, Big Sean became the first official rapper to perform in the White House. In theater in 1977, the musical Annie opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 21st, in 2004, Shania Twain, Toby Keith, and Kenny Chesney were among the big winners at the Country Music Television Video Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 21st include in 1960 when King Curtis released King Soul. In 1969, the Mothers of Invention released Uncle Meat. In 1975, ABBA released their self-titled album. In 1980, Pete Townsend released Empty Glass. In 1984, Bananarama released their self-titled album. In 1986, Accept released Russian Roulette, and Susie and the Banshees released Tinderblocks. In 1987, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released Let Me Up, I've Had Enough. In 1989, X-Japan released Blue Blood. In 1992, the Beastie Boys released Check Your Head, and The Cure released Wish. In 1995, Unwound released The Future of What? In 1997, Dark Tranquility released The Mind's Eye, and Supergrass released In It for the Money. In 1998, Arch Enemy released Stigmata. Also on that same day, Ray Davies released The Storyteller, Widespread Panic released Light Fuse, Get Away, and Lou Reed released Perfect Night live in London. In 2006, The Who released Live from Toronto. In 2009, Depeche Mode released Sounds of the Universe. And in 2017, Procol Harum released Novum. Singles that were released on April 20th include in 1962 when Dick Dale and the Deltones released Mizzou. In 1967, Gary Lewis and the Playboys released Girls in Love. In 1972, the Moody Blues released Isn't Life Strange, and Bill Withers released Lean on Me. In 1983, Duran Duran released The Reflex. In 1986, Bob Dylan with The Heartbreakers released Band of the Hand. And in 1991, AC/DC released Are You Ready? Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 21st include Iggy Pop of Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Robert Smith of The Cure, Michael Timmons of the Cowboy Junkies, Howard Sparky Childress of the Sparkletones, John Weider of the Animals, Alan Warner of the Foundations, Nikki Barclay of Fanny, singer Paul Davis, Mike Barson of Madness, John Marr of the Buzzcocks, singer Carl Ballou, gospel singer Clara Ward, and singer Don Cornell. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 21st include composer Pietro Valle, who passed away in 1652 at the age of 66. Composer Andres de Sola passed away in 1696 at the age of 61. Composer and also the co-founder of the Royal Swedish Academy of Music, Ferdinand Zelbel the Younger, passed away in 1780 at the age of 60. Composer Temistocle Solera passed away in 1878 at the age of 62. Composer Louis Govy passed away in 1898 at the age of 78. Composer Heinrich Vogel passed away in 1900 at the age of 55. Composer Hermann Finck passed away in 1939 at the age of 66. Composer Carlos Buchardo passed away in 1948 at the age of 66. Opera singer with the Metropolitan Opera from 1942 to 1950, Mr. James Melton passed away in 1961 at the age of 57. French compositions musicologist and composer Norman DeMuth passed away in 1968 at the age of 69. Blues slide guitarist Earl Hooker passed away from tuberculosis in 1970 at the age of 40. Composer Jack Westrup passed away in 1975 at the age of 70. Folk music singer Sandy Denny of the group Fairport Convention passed away from a brain hemorrhage in 1978 at the age of 37. Composer and arranger Eddie Sauter of the Sauter Finnegan Band and also the Saturday Night Review passed away from heart issues in 1981 at the age of 66. Duke Ellington's manager from 1926 to 1948, jazz singer-songwriter and music publisher Irving Mills, passed away in 1985 at the age of 91. The conductor of the Vienna New Year's Concert from 1955 to 1979, violinist Willie Boskovsky, passed away in 1991 at the age of 81. Singer Peter Lind Hayes of the Peter Lind Hayes TV show passed away in 1998 at the age of 82. Singer, bandleader, and actor Buddy Rogers passed away in 1999 at the age of 94. Singer Neil Matthews Jr. of the Jordanaires passed away in 2000 at the age of 70. Singer David Holestell passed away in 2001 at the age of 84. David was with the Dutch Radio Chorus. Jazz legend, singer-songwriter, and civil rights activist extraordinaire Miss Nina Simone passed away from cancer in 2003 at the age of 70. Composer and virtuoso recorder player Twee St. George Tucker passed away in 2004 at the age of 79. Guitarist and songwriter for the bands The Purple Heart, Wild Cherries, and also Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, Mr. Lobby Lloyd passed away in 2007 at the age of 65. R&B singer Al Wilson passed away from kidney failure in 2008 at the age of 68. Singer-songwriter Gustav Lauritsen passed away from heart issues in 2010 at the age of 62. Singer-songwriter Chrissy Amphlett of the group The Divinals passed away from breast cancer in 2013 at the age of 53. Composer and pianist Jean-Michel Damas passed away in 2013 at the age of 85. The man known as the greatest musician of his generation, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Prince, passed away from an accidental prescription painkiller overdose in 2016 at the age of 57. And we discuss more about the life and death of Prince and also Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinals on this week's Music Halls of Fame podcast, which dropped by the time you're hearing this. Guitarist Lonnie Mack passed away in 2016 at the age of 74, and electronic music pioneer Florian Schneider of the group Kraftwerk passed away in 2020 at the age of 73. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 22nd when, in 1978, Bob Marley brought Jamaica's two rival political leaders together on stage at the One Love Peace Concert in Jamaica as a show of unity.